This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League soccer championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants members of former President Joe Biden's administration to voluntarily testify before a subcommittee he chairs on the former president's health in office. Johnson sent letters to 28 Biden aides and cabinet members to appear before the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettle throughout the U.S., including in Wisconsin. And the Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will impact Wisconsinites. The agency says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for the next couple of days. Our high today right around 65. Tonight we're going to drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, shower 63. We'll see a little more sunshine Thursday with a high near 71. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you, 6:05 on the dot. A little cloudy in downtown Baraboo, light sprinkles as well. We'll talk more about our weather shortly. Here is Queen on Max FM.
Let's go! She walks slowly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Yeah.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey! Ooh, shout! There are plenty of ways that you can hurt a man and bring him to the ground. You can beat him, you can cheat him, you can treat him bad. You leave him when he's down. But I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready for you. I'm standing on my own two feet. I'm a dog and a bullet's free. Repeat it in the sound of me.
His most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 6:12 on Tuesday morning. Yes, it is Tuesday morning. I'm going to slip up and say Monday at least once because it feels like a Monday because some of us were off yesterday and heading back to work today. But yes, indeed, it is Tuesday. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers with a high of 69. As I was coming into the studio this morning, there were some light sprinkles in the Baraboo area. Tonight, we do have a chance of sprinkles and showers increasing, mostly cloudy with a low of 51. Tomorrow, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 65. On Thursday, we do have a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 73. Friday, a chance of showers in the afternoon, sunny with a high of 79. Currently 51 degrees outside the Max FM studios. We are so happy to be back with you this morning. I hope everyone had a good weekend. And thank you to everyone that did work yesterday, because there were plenty of us that were doing work things yesterday as well. And so I appreciate everyone for everything that they do. It is good to be back in studio this morning. Now, you know, it is kind of interesting because we do have people who sometimes still work from home. A common dad joke is when someone is working from home, joking about only needing to wear a nice shirt and nothing else matters. But you do have to make sure you don't stand up. A man in the UK was fired after a virtual work call without wearing pants. Even worse, he wasn't wearing anything south of the border. Yes, you heard me correctly.
Don't you hate pants?
And so, yes, this guy, oh my goodness, he didn't just forget that he wasn't wearing pants or mistakenly thinking that the camera was off. He needed to adjust the computer cord, so he leaned forward and partially folded his laptop to deal with it. That meant that the camera pointed down, revealing that, yeah, nothing was on south of the border. And yes, everyone in the meeting saw it. Initially, he admitted his mistake. When he realized how much trouble he was in, he tried to claim he was wearing some sort of nude-colored underwear and criticized the call for happening on his day off. In any event, his company didn't buy it, and they dumped him. He tried to sue them over it, but the case got thrown out because, you know, obviously...
Don't you hate pants?
You know, you gotta wear pants. You know, that is just one of those things. I joke about, like, you know, I didn't have to wear pants to work. Wear pants to work today. Yes, I'm wearing shorts, you know, just because it's going to be a little bit warmer. It's shorts weather, and I can wear shorts to work. We're very fortunate about that. And so very happy about that as it's going to get warmer on towards the end of the week. So, yes, I'm not a fan of wearing pants all the time. I like the ability to wear shorts and nice shorts, you know, dress up a little bit when I go to work. And, yes, I do have a lot of virtual meetings today as well. But, yeah, I always kind of joke about that one. And, boy, this guy in the U.K., holy shmoly, he got himself into a huge amount of trouble. I'm sorry, guy. If your camera is on, you need to make sure that you're on your best behavior at that point. So, wow, something kind of crazy to start your Tuesday morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports on Max FM.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on a line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chourio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, These close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm talking up, but when I do, I'm a fool. These times I- unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Scandal.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. 6:24 on Tuesday morning. We did learn some sad news over the weekend. Phil Robertson, the patriarch, the family behind Duck Dynasty, passed away on Sunday. He was 79 years old. There's no word on the cause of his death, but Phil had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease and a blood disorder. The family said they're having a private service, but will, quote, share details soon about a public celebration of his life. Now, remember that Phil founded the family's hunting company, Duck Commander, in 1972 with a now-patented duck call. The family's A&E reality show premiered in 2012 and ran for 11 seasons. A new version of Duck Dynasty, The Revival, debuts Sunday, June 1st. In the late 60s, Phil played quarterback for Louisiana Tech University. He was a backup guy for someone you may have heard of by the name of Terry Bradshaw. Phil could have probably gone pro too, but he was more interested in hunting. So yes, we did lose Phil Robertson on Sunday. Definitely sad to hear that. And if you never had a chance to watch Duck Dynasty, I recommend that you do it. It is something that is very highly entertaining. And, you know, it was kind of one of those shows where you could tell those were a bunch of down-to-earth people in Louisiana having a lot of fun in the workplace as well. And just the family dynamic with them was something to be seen. So, yes, we did learn that. And, you know, the family always wore beards. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. They would not shave them off either. And, you know, we've got a little clip from 2013 when Phil Robertson on Today and why they would never shave them off.
See, you came out of your mother's womb. You reached a certain majority of years and hair started coming forth from your face. So we usually remind people that the only two people who do not have whiskers are women and children, and we are neither of those.
And so, yeah, he was very much into the beards. If you looked at all the family members, they definitely had their hair on their face. I remember one of them had shaved one time, and they looked so different. So, yeah, Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty did pass away on Sunday. No official cause of death, but we know he had been suffering from Alzheimer's and a blood disorder. So our thoughts and so forth are definitely with their family. And again, they are going to have a private service for him, but we'll have a public celebration of life as well, because he definitely had an impact on that business, his family. And it was very interesting. You did hear him occasionally talk about his football days and Terry Bradshaw, and he was a very good football player. And Phil just decided, nope, it's going to be hunting. That is what I want to do, and I can get that. So, yeah, very interesting how his career path went after all that. And you can tell all of his family members also went down the same career path. So definitely thinking about that family today. Coming up, we're going to talk about our big deal of the day. Yes, we want to get you back into your work week with something special. So we have a big deal of the day on Tuesday. Not something normally we do, but you know what? We want to do something special for you. So details about that right now.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. Get ready for a healthier spring and summer with Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss. They are a DNA-based program that helps reset a patient's metabolism and give them the tools for healthy weight management for a lifetime. Dr. Angela provides support and guidance throughout the program to address needs on a day-to-day basis. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $150 gift certificates for just $75. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're serving up full flavor and full value. Get certified Angus beef boneless Eye of the Round steaks just $4.99 a pound, and petite sirloin steaks at $5.49 a pound. Hungry now? Grab some Kretschmar ham off the bone at $5.99 a pound, and Bakery Fresh silver dollar rolls at only $1.99 a dozen. And don't forget dessert, fresh baked strawberry rhubarb pies, 8-inch, $4.99 each. Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight. Great meals start here.
Weger Realtor's Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weger Realtor's Great Day, downtown Baraboo, greatdaybrokers.com.
Have you experienced one of Wisconsin Dells' original attractions that has been a best-kept secret for over 70 years? Well, now you can. On Saturday, May 31st, you'll be able to ride the Riverside and Great Northern Railway absolutely free. This event is for anyone who lives within 30 minutes of Wisconsin Dells. The first train departs at 10 a.m., so make sure to get there early. Don't miss the Riverside and Great Northern Railway free day, Saturday, May 31st. Summer restrictions apply. Visit DellsTrain.com for more.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Max, some of hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's Rick Springfield, Jesse's girl on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Zeppelin.
Hey! Party rock is in the house tonight.
have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Feel it, baby.
And we gon' make you lose your mind. We just wanna see you.
Shake that.
Shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get mine, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up a cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking up. Now you home with me, you're naked now.
Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun.
I'm shuffling.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant going on 6:42 on Tuesday morning. We had to get a little party rock anthem to get you going on a Tuesday morning. You know, a little cloudy out there, but you know what? The weather's going to improve by the end of the week. We'll have a full look of our weather forecast in just moments. Emily will join me at 7:10 a.m. and the shenanigans will ensue. At 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating a birthday locally, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app as well. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and text in those birthdays or anniversaries, or you can also leave a voice memo. We get those as well. New feature on the app. Go check it out in the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, we are going to talk about Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. Normally, we do those on Monday, but because we weren't here yesterday, we're going to talk about those today. So, yes, two wonderful animals available for adoption. For more information about the Humane Society, you can go to saukhumane.org. You know, this is an interesting story that we're going to talk about in just a minute. The other thing I do want to remind you as I look out the window, if you live in the city of Baraboo and your normal garbage pickup day is Monday, it will be picked up today. Make sure you have those carts out now. They'll be picking those up today. Garbage pickup is delayed by one day this week. So if your normal pickup's Monday, it's picked up today. If today's your normal pickup day, it'll be on Wednesday, so forth and so on. So for those of us that have garbage pickup on Friday, that'll be on Saturday. So trying to make a mental note to remember that. So hopefully you all can help remind me as well. Now to our interesting story. This is something that's just amazing. A 13-year-old girl in California beat up a grown man who tried to attack her. She says she was walking home from school when a guy popped out from between two cars and tried to punch her. But she knows how to handle herself because she's taken jiu-jitsu classes for 3 years. She was able to fight him off and run home, and she was uninjured. Police are still looking for the suspect. Here's your sensei, Michael Blackburn, talking about the escape.
halfway home, a gentleman was standing in between two cars and he stepped out to punch her in the face. She punched him, she wrapped it, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple of times, spun him around, threw him on the ground, and she had stepped on his foot doing all this, and when she threw him to the ground, she broke his ankle. I told her we were proud of her, and she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
So 13 years old, this girl in California fended off this man, and apparently ended up breaking his ankle in the process. So really proud of her. They still have not caught the suspect at this point in time. If we do hear any further details on this story, we'll definitely let you know, because you know what? Those classes paid off for her. I'm so glad that she was able to do that. So again, that story comes to you from California. Coming up, we are going to look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by Community First Bank. We're having a look at our weather forecast, and we'll get you back into some more great music with Santana on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with high mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ, games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-in, Drive-in Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. raf-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday, again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for the next couple of days. Our high today right around 65. Tonight we're going to drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, shower 63. We'll see a little more sunshine Thursday with a high near 71. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Your hometown station.
girl about it.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Yeah.
spend my life being a color.
Damn, you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants members of former President Joe Biden's administration to voluntarily testify before a subcommittee he chairs on the former president's health in office. Johnson sent letters to 28 Biden aides and cabinet members to appear before the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans